Aleishu Chelek Beis, the Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel, the 12th chapter. It's entitled Zerizus. First, an introduction. Venishmarta mikol davar ra, the Pasuk says, and the Gemoin Avodah Zarah Dav Chaf, Mikan Omar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Teira mevi'a lidei Zehirus, the Torah brings one to Zehirus, Zehirus mevi'a lidei Zerizus. And as we know, this ladder is the basis for Mesilas Yesharim. Im Zehirus uzrizus hayu midos peshutei shedech eretz. If it were so, that the midos of Zehirus and Zerizus are just straightforward derech eretz, lo hayinu zekukim leTorah sheitavi alehen. It wouldn't be necessary that the Torah should bring to Zehirus and from that to Zerizus. Im Torah mevi'a alehen. If it is so, as the Tana says, the Torah brings to them, necessarily, these midos are levels in the Torah itself. Im kol kedushasah shel haTorah atzma, with the kedusha of the Torah, with the sanctity, the holiness of the Torah itself. Umagam lefi yalfusa shel Yerushalmi, all the more so according to the learning of the Yerushalmi, mi vechila mikaperes hakodesh. Let's learn from that pasuk in Parshas Acharei that he completes the process of kapara, shezirus mivi'a lidei zerizus, harei bevadai midois elu hen Torah kedusha. The Yerushalmi learns it from there. That's certainly an indication these midois are part of the Torah, ve'lo derech eretz gedat. It goes beyond mere derech eretz and etiquette and things like that. Be'emes kosav ha'mesilas yesharim beferek hazerizus. The Mesilas Yesharim writes, the Ramchal writes there, ki hazerizus imidas shlemus gedoila. It's a midah of great perfection. That our natures as human beings holds us back from. Somebody overcomes his nature and manages as much as possible of this midah. In the future, he will truly earn it. The Creator will then give him his reward, in exchange, in reward for what he tried to do in the time of Avodah during his life here. This is in Perek Zayin. Hamesilas Yesharim sosam v'lo yipiresh mai pnimiyos asher midah zei. He's rather vague. He doesn't explain the inner dimension of this midah. Ach admoir zichu yagen alenu, that's Rabbi Yerucham, bi'er b'ma'amarav ha'achorinim shezachinu lishmo mipiv. In the very final ma'amarim that we heard from him, so presumably this is towards 1936 or so, 1935, ki asiyas ha'adam ma'aseh mitzvah bizrizus. Rabbi Yerucham used to say that when a person does a mitzvah bizrizus, he ma'aseh shashchina shira alav. It's an act upon which the divine presence rests. It's quite an expression. וכל ריכוב זמן שחל במעשה, any delay, perhaps you would call it procrastination, any delay that devolves upon this act, אין רק סכנה שיכול להיות שם חולס את זה. It's not merely a danger that perhaps the יצר will be involved, אלא עיכוב עצמו הוא כבר חולס היצר. The very delay itself is already the presence of the יצר. והשכינה כבר הסתלקה מהמעשה, the Shekhinah has already departed from that act. Hu Hashem atzinu b'korban Pesach. We find this concept in Korban Pesach. Shenitztavu v'achaltem oisei b'chipazoin. Parshas boi. Eat it b'chipazoin. Uv'mechilta yesh lashon sheze chipazoin shechina. Mechilta indicates that this connotes an alacrity on the part of the shechina, so to speak. Hashechina memaheres b'lishum ikuv zman. The Shekhinah is not delayed. It doesn't procrastinate. It's not a concept that is relevant in a spiritual world. Ki shihui zman, delay and procrastination, hu misod ha'ikuvim v'hara shiistere b'olam achrei achit. That's part of the essence the delay is part of the essence of evil which came into the world after the chait of Adam Rishon. Avoidasei shel Adam larutz acharei ha'shekhinah v'sher yizkor. The avoid of the person is to run with all his strength, bli shum shihui zman v'yikuv, without delays, without procrastination, v'zoi midas hazerizus. Hadevarim noraim v'niflaim. Really, what emerges from this is wondrous and awesome. Zerizus hi midah shel hashra'as shechina b'adam. Zerizus is a midah in which the shechina rests upon a person. In brackets, Re'im Amari Ba'ala Bais Doichek. See those articles entitled Ba'ala Bais Doichek, Bedas Chokhmah Musa, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuflamed, up to Kuflamed Gimel. Hinenu Yodim Me'ata. What we know now is, Ke Yislamdus B'midas HaZrizus Hi Avoida G'doyla L'Elok Yisrael. Training oneself in the Midah of Zizus is a great Avoida. V'zeh HaChili. This is where I begin. The first Vaad. Garasinan Bin Derim Lamedvav Amud Aleph.
So we know that in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, one has to be part of a chavura, one has to be nimne.
So the Brisa here is speaking about a person who says, I will slaughter the Korban Pesach and thereby include the following people. The one among you that he's speaking to, who will be the first to Yerushalayim. The one among you who reaches Yerushalayim first is part of the Chavura and therefore entitled to eat the Korban Pesach. So among those people that were spoken to, the one whose head and torso are first into Yerushalayim is part of the group. Tanyana mihachi. Maaseaya. There was such a case indeed where a father said such a thing to his children. Vekadmu banois labanim. His daughters got there ahead of his sons. This is what the author wants to focus on. The Brassa says that it emerged that the banois here were zrizois, the midah was zrizus, and the children, the sons rather, were shfeilim, lowly. So we have a definition. The opposite of zrizus is a lowliness, not just being slow. This foundation that he calls foundation of earth, mimenu midas atzvus, that's the source of the midah of melancholy, v'toldasahi atzlus, and a consequence of that, a derivative of that, is laziness, lekayem haTorah mitzvos, as a lack of alacrity in fulfilling Torah mitzvos, mipnei itzvoinoi, because of a person's melancholy, v'ein samech b'chelkoi b'shem davar, the fact that he's not samech b'chelkoi. Soid he'afar haruchani, the concept of spiritual earth, ikvedus haguf, is manifested in the heaviness of the body, the inertia. Vehihi gam ashvelus shebadam, that can be referred to as the lowliness within the person. Hargashes kmo elu, feelings such as these. Mi ani, uma ani chashuv, ume me'asai, uma chayai. Who am I? Why am I important? What's the point of my actions? Hen nirois kecheshbon nefesh v'achna. They may have the veneer of a cheshbon nefesh and submission. Ve'ein zos kim kovid haguf ushulus. They are nothing but inertia and lowliness. Hashefelus yichola leislabesh bekama levushim. Shefelus can take on a number of appearances. Kesheadam meigiv al divrei musar v'tochacha bishchok v'letzinus. When a person responds to words of rebuke towards him with levity, with lightheadedness, by being a clown, yitachen ki gam zehu levush shel hashefelus. That too can be one manifestation of shefelus. Somebody who's learning or hears about certain levels in Torah. It's not shaykh to me, it's not relevant to me, because he's on the lowest rung. It could be the truth. It could. It's also possible that this response stems from lowliness. No matter how a person is low, אין כל צורך שהשיפלוס, התולדה של כבידוס הגוף, תשלוט עליו. It's not necessary that שיפלוס, which is again a derivative of the inertia of the body, should control him and dominate him. לא יכול אנפין שווים בזה, there are different aspects over here, they're not all equal to one another. אחד זריז מאוד בפעולי שחסד. So for example, one person can have enormous alacrity when it comes to chesed, וקירוב רחוקים לתורה. When it comes to drawing people near to Torah. So there, he is just full of energy. אבל העבודה שלו, when it comes to his own avodah, his own learning, he's lazy. שני, אוהב ללמוד גמרא. In contrast, you can have a second person who loves learning Gemara. ורץ על הקביעות שלו, is full of זריזוס when it comes to his קביעות. אבל התפילה הוא מסתצל. When it comes to davening, can be lazy. שלישי יש לו טעם בתפילה. A third person can דווקא have a טעם in תפילה, ומזדרז לתפילה בציבור. He makes a point and he's always punctual when it comes to tefillah. אבל ללימוד גמרא צריכים למשוך אותו בשלשלאות של ברזל. When it comes to learning, you have to pull him with a tractor. רביעי, מזורז לתורה לתפילה. A fourth person might have resources for תורה and תפילה. אבל ללימוד מוסר הוא מסצל. When it comes to ללימוד מוסר, he's lazy. וחמישי, אוהב את המוסר. A fifth person may love מוסר, אבל ללימוד גמרא בעיון הוא בורח. When it comes to learning Gemara בעיון, he flees as if from a fire. וייתכן שהמניעה של כל אחד מאלה בעומקה היא שפלס. It's quite possible that the issue at heart over here in its depth is shiflus, what we call in lowliness. אבל לכל אחד לפי תכונותיו גורם השיפלוס מני אחר. But each one of these people, in accordance with his particular nature, shiflus causes a different symptom. יבדוק כל אחד את עצמו אם אין בו הנהגה שיש לחשוד שנובעת משיפלוס. Every person needs to check into himself to see if there's some hanhaga, some regular mode of conduct within him that should be suspected as stemming from shiflus. Im matza, if he does find this, yizkor k'retzono is bardas. He must remember that his desire is to be a bardas. Uvardas mesugar aleches neged etzono. Bardas is capable of going against his will. We stress this in the verdim of das. ודווקא בדבר שהוא רגיל להסעצל, specifically there in that matter where he is normally lazy, not motivated, יסלמד כל יום פעם אחת לשמוע אלוהי סדרה ואימא. He should practice every day once to observe דווקא that matter, no matter what. עד כאן.